Chad, puppet, someone please wake up my computer.
Wake up me. I'm asleep here.
Oh. Yeah, we all need to wake up.
Good morning, everybody. It is almost 2 a.m. Eastern as we record this. I'm sure you're all watching in the morning or not watching it at all or something. This is Championship Week Video Notebook here at Hoops HD, day number 4, according to my notes. Yep. I'm your host, Chad Sherwood. Down below, we got John Stalica. And off somewhere, live from where? Frisco, Texas still, right?
I'm getting out of here because of the virus.
Well, there it is. In the bunker, we have David Griggs. And we have a couple arrows now to show you. If you don't know where it is, there it is, the public bunker.
What's it? Yeah, I know where it is, Chad. I'm locked in it.
Yes.
What David, I don't know is like what's going on outside of here.
What's going on, David, is that if there is any problem with coronavirus in your area there, you'll be safe in the puppet bunker. This is for your own benefit.
No, I think they're storing it in here. they've started to stockpile like petri dishes and like bio waste.
We've got a lot to get to tonight, so let's get right to things. And let's start with some news and notes. Couple regular season games of note, not much of them. NC State and Richmond both picked up wins that they really needed to stay on the bubble. That's probably it for regular season news and notes, though, I think.
Yeah. Richmond, a nice road win. NC State, more or less, holding serve.
There had also been some rumblings that Clemson might actually be getting a little traction, but they lost at home to Georgia Tech tonight.
Yeah, Clemson, they're done. Georgia Tech ends the season on a win. Since they are postseason ineligible, David, there's only a very small handful of teams that end the season on a win. Georgia Tech will be among them.
Yeah, they will be. So congrats to them.
The NCAA champion, the NIT champion, the CBI champion, the CIT champion, and Georgia Tech.
Yeah, in a team that doesn't make its conference tournament but wins its last game.
Also, just a couple other notes. The NCAA did, we mentioned coronavirus already. The NCAA actually issued an official announcement that they're not making any changes in the schedule with relation to the virus other than, just telling everybody to be careful out there. So,
oh, they did? Are you being serious? I did not know that.
Yes. David, if you read the emails, say I posted the...
Well, I don't read your emails. Why would I just ignore you. I don't intend to pay attention to people that trick me into being locked into a bunker.
Yes, it was an official statement for the NCAA. I mean, obviously things could change if things do get worse out there, but hopefully they won't, and hopefully everyone will remain safe. Okay.
Well, I need to change my final thought then.
And final note, actually, Chicago State did announce that they will be participating in the WAC tournament, even though they didn't go to their road trip to Utah Valley or Seattle. They are going to Las Vegas.
I was like watching some old video, and it looks like they have been on this since December, Chad. I mean, not playing in front of any people.
No, that would be NCAA Division III tournament games down in Johns Hopkins.
Oh, you can't tell the difference.
Let's get here to games today, and let's start with the conference of the day for today. What an unbelievable day we had at Arch Madness. This may have been the greatest Arch Madness day that I can remember. First, it starts off with the early game, and I think I got to do it. Do I have to do it? I think I have to do it.
I don't even like Drake.
You don't like the Drake?
I hate the Drake.
I love the Drake.
Who's the Drake?
Who's the Drake?
The Drake is good.
Oh. Isn't it a little early in the program to be going to Camp Week classic moments?
That wasn't a Camp Week.
There's a cotton. Okay, so all kinds of carnage out there, Chad. I mean, the one beating the eight, they were saying that hadn't happened before. I could have sworn when Quanzo Martin was at Missouri State, they lost in the quarterfinals after eight.
That might have been a 2-7.
It could have been. But anyway, it wasn't just a loss. It was a blowout loss. What's interesting is that less than a week ago, Northern Iowa had gone in the Drake and won really impressively. And I remember making the point that while Drake isn't that good of a team, it was only their second home loss.
David, let me throw one out there on that game. Sure. When they played a couple weeks ago, Drake scored 43 points for the entire game.
Yes.
In today's game, Drake had 43 at halftime.
Right. Yeah, you made that point in the email thread. So, it was a really good upset, or it was an upset, but was it a good upset? Because Northern Iowa probably could have made it inside the bubble had they won this game and maybe lost in the championship game or the semifinals. This might end it. This might end their chances.
Now, the thing is, this isn't the first time that there have actually been scares in 1-8 games, because keep in mind the year Wichita State went undefeated, they were in trouble in their first game. Even Loyola Chicago a couple of years ago had to sweat bullets just to get out of the quarterfinal round. But Northern Iowa, not so lucky this time.
Yeah, so look at that Northern Iowa profile there.
Yeah, and you have some weight here. You have a Southern Illinois team who was – pretty weak. Well, really the one that killed them the most was that conference opener, I think, against Illinois State. Had they won that one, I think that would have been enough. But, I mean, when you're looking at the bad on this profile, that's not one but three really bad losses all of a sudden.
Yeah, if this had been a loss to Indiana State or Loyola Chicago or even Bradley, maybe a quad two loss or a quad one loss in the championship game, you could stomach a little bit more, but in the quarterfinals against the number 8 seed, I don't think Northern Iowa belongs there. I know there's a bunch of support for them from some people, but
I would like to see them selected. You could certainly make a case if you had to. I mean, there is an argument to take them.
I'll tell you what, our good friend Galen Clavier tweeted out, well, who would you take out to put Northern Iowa in? I came with a specific solution. I said Duke, but. Just take Duke out.
I didn't see that tweet either. Yeah. Not all the information gets into the puppet bunker here.
The problem is, I think you would have to take out a team like Purdue or NC State.
I said, take now, Duke granted, out, damn it. Take
now,
Duke
granted,
out.
Galen would love to take Purdue out, but we'll get into Duke a little bit later.
The appropriate response, if it was Galen, God, I hope he sees this, would be Indiana. I would just love to have him here right now to explain why Northern Iowa belongs in and Indiana doesn't. That would make me so happy.
Okay. Well, let's go on, though. After that upset, the second game of the day was a real good one, close game the whole way. And the only non-upset in terms of seeding is Bradley got by Southern Illinois, but it was a close game the whole way. Then we got to the nightcap where Loyola Chicago was just cruising and everybody turned the game off and Valpo was done and over with, and then we all turned the game back on, David.
Yeah, well, the reason I never turned the game off was because there was literally nothing else on. Okay. So I, like, watched it in its entirety, and it was a fantastic game. But, I mean, a really good comeback win for Valpo, a team that hasn't really experienced that much success, really any at all, since joining the conference. Here they are in the semifinals, and what is sort of a winnable game for the Crusaders. But let me ask you this, in looking at this carnage, you call it a great day, but is it good for the conference that, Northern Iowa could have been inside the bubble and probably isn't now, and that the other team, Loyola Chicago, that may have been able to make a good account of itself if it got to the round of 64, isn't getting there? As fun as it was today, this is going to produce a team that won't even be competitive in the round of 64.
Well, if you're talking about a team like Bradley, you're probably looking at a 14 seed maybe, but I don't see anyone else.
Let me ask that question. The question, though, these are still not bad teams here. Bradley is still – I still like this Bradley team. I think they're clearly a favorite to win this tournament. But let's go all the way back to October, November, David. Preseason, we were all picking Missouri State to win this conference, and they had an awful year.
Yes, they had an awful year.
But they have a path now to – I mean, the players are there. The talent is there. I think this Missouri State team could be very dangerous as well, especially after they crushed Indiana State in the nightcap here.
Yeah, I mean, they just chopped down the trees. Holy crap. I mean, that was not even a game. Well, yeah, the 27-point margin of victory, it probably wasn't even that close.
Indiana State made one run early second half, cut it to about 9, but then Missouri State put it back together again. But, but John, how about these two games tomorrow? I think it's going to be a fun day tomorrow. I think it's going to be a fun championship game. You got I don't care that we're putting a team that's probably going to lose, because Northern Iowa probably would have lost their first game anyhow. So, John, what about these two games?
I think you're going to be looking at pick'ems in both games, but I'll go ahead and take Bradley and Missouri State here.
I agree with you. I do think Bradley's going to win this over Missouri State in the championship game at this point, which means that Drake will beat Valpo in the finals, of course.
Yeah, probably so. Drake goes on to the NCAA tournament and gets to the Elite Eight.
Wins it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, this conference has put teams in the Final Four very recently.
They have, yes. No, this is a really good conference. Anyway, crazy day. A lot to unpack there. What's next, Jim?
Let's go into – it was semifinal day just before we came on the air here in the Mountain West Conference, and these scores are not even indicative of how both these games went. First of all, Boise State was up 16 in the first half against San Diego State before the Aztecs finally realized that they were playing a tournament this week.
Yeah, now, a couple things here. One, it is really impressive. This was not a decent Boise State team that had all the momentum going, that San Diego State was able to regroup and essentially outscore them by 30 in the final 25 minutes of the game. That is impressive. But it is problematic that when they're playing – they've been making a habit of this. If you haven't noticed, they've been sort of slow to get going in their last several games. If they do that against – a tournament team, especially in one of the later, you know, a game beyond the first round anyway, they may not be able to catch back up because the teams they'll be playing are a lot better than the ones they've been playing. But still, how are you not impressed by that showing for the last 25 minutes of that game?
And on top of that, though, the nightcap here, John, Wyoming, who I believe the announcers described as a quad eight quality was right there with Utah State. The game was tied with about 5 minutes left to go. It was unbelievable story for out of the Pokes, who finally just ran out of gas there at the end, I guess.
Well, if you go through the first 36 minutes of the game, Wyoming had hit 10 three-pointers. They were 13 of 14 from the foul line, but Utah State finally had a sense of urgency and blew the game open in a matter of 2 minutes with an 8-0 run.
And I'm going to, David, pull up this Utah State profile now because they got where they needed to get if there was an at-large shot for them, which is into the championship game. Obviously, if they win tomorrow, which I don't think they're going to do, they're in. They're on an automatic bid. What happens if they lose to San Diego State tomorrow?
What happens? I don't think our committee takes them. I think the real one does. Tytel has been very good at guessing them. I think he's continued to put them inside the bubble, and he's probably right. This is the kind of profile where you look at the two wins away from home against Florida and LSU, the win at Colorado State. I think they're going to give them credit for that because they're going to be zeroed in on the fact that it occurred at a time Colorado State was playing really well. As funny as this sounds, North Texas pretty good in home neutral games this year, and the bad – outside of the Air Force game, it isn't that bad. New Mexico, while they fell apart, was still pretty strong at home this year, as was Vegas, who came on strong, as was Boise. I'm not saying that those are good losses or those aren't losses that move you down, but I think the committee is going to take this team, and I'm going to disagree with the selection.
Well, let me say this in response to Utah State. Yeah. If we were to end our discussion today, I could probably say, yes, Utah State would be bound for Dayton, but here is the major downside. They are going to be sitting on the sidelines for the week. They don't have any more chances to upgrade their profile, so there's more than a good chance that somebody is going to pass them, like, let's say, a Cincinnati maybe, a Richmond, a Rhode Island.
Well, John, first of all, they do have a chance. The chance is tomorrow, and I guarantee they'll be in if they win that game tomorrow. Second of all, it would, if they do miss out, just barely miss out, they're the first four teams out. This game at Boise State, that's the game they were up by 18 points with 5 minutes left to go and completely fell apart. That will be the game that they will that will have bit them at the end.
19 in Air Force wasn't too good either, Judd. Losing badly.
No,
there.
But they were up by 18 and blew. That's the game they blew.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. They had the game won, and they just decided to stop scoring and give up lots of points.
You can't fault them for being patriotic.
Now, of course, when we talked about Mountain West, David, we did make a phone call last night, if those of you can remember. And we called the Con Expo Con AGP.
Yeah, I meant to ask you, what did they say when they called you back?
Unfortunately, they never got back to me.
Is everything okay there? Has the coronavirus spread?
Well, let's see. Here's their website again.
The trade show.
There's the map. Wait. We got an update here. We got to see what's going on.
Oh, okay. This is more. Fascinating stuff. I mean, okay. Like this.
Oh, updated today for March or yesterday, 4:30. We will be going ahead. Oh, look at these numbers here. They have 44,950 square feet.
Oh, wow. That's significantly bigger than the Puppet Bunker.
No, they have 2.7 million net square feet of exhibit space. Oh, my God. They've resold 15,000 of the lost 44,000. They have no major exhibitors have canceled. 18,000 new registered since February 21st.
Okay, but what about your question about the tournament?
I don't know. I looked at the fact. I thought they would be in here.
Oh, I don't see it. Like, again, the Mountain West tournament a week early because of the Con Ed.
What to see? Oh, here, this must be it. What to see? Let's find out. I have no idea what we're doing. I got a white screen.
What to see? Yeah.
This doesn't look like basketball.
No. Chad, like, you got to get this straightened out. Well,
let's go back to games. This is.
Yeah.
It was semifinal day in the Big South Conference, where in the early game, Winthrop kind of cruised past Gardner-Webb. And the late game, the home team, Radford, got cruised by Hampton and our first auto bid to the NIT was handed out. Or I guess our second if Northern Iowa is technically would be one, but they may not need to use it.
Right. How about the way this Hampton team – I've been really impressed with them in both their games. Not that Longwood is really strong, but this is a team that is playing – better than anyone else in the conference, despite finishing fifth. How did they finish the season even? I mean, they weren't even on my radar really coming into this tournament. I think, was it you or one of you all was talking about how good you thought they were? And I think even picked them to go pretty deep. So
I thought they were a lot better than Longwood, and they proved to be. I did not think they would go and beat Radford on Radford's home court tonight.
It was tip to buzzer domination. I mean, they really. I don't want to say they blew them out, but didn't they have like a 16-point lead at one point? I mean, they at no point were in any danger of losing that game.
Right.
And you almost got. I haven't seen Winthrop play that well in a while. So
yeah, it was nice to see Winthrop play well. They've played real well two games now. And now the way this conference works, Saturday off, they'll be back in action on Sunday. Winthrop will be hosting this championship game.
Yeah, it should be a fun – I mean, it's always – championship games at campus sites are always a blast. It should be – this shouldn't be any different, and it should be a really good game. Given that Hampton's bringing it, I was wrong. This is their second year in the conference, as you so like eloquently corrected, or whoever it was on the Hoops HD handle corrected me. But what an accomplishment if they're able to win the conference tournament and get to the NCAA tournament in just their second year.
And the best part about Hampton is this is a team that lost a regular season game to Howard University.
Yeah.
The team that is going to be right there in our battle for the worst team in D1.
Mm-hmm. Really making up for it now.
John, Ohio Valley Conference semifinals were today as well, and they were not quite as good of a game as we thought they were going to be, I think.
Yeah, I think the most notable news coming out of the OVC actually came courtesy of the Puppet, where they were actually going to extend their deal to stay in Evansville for another 3 years. But in the meantime, we are going to be looking at the two favorites here as far as Belmont and Murray State squaring off for the second straight year.
And I seem to remember somebody a few nights ago predicting complete chalk in this conference tournament, David.
What's next, Chad?
Let's keep
moving.
This is pretty good here. Oh, let's go over here. The SoCon we've got. How about that? It was first round day, and even though I was here rooting on Samford with my Scott Padgett t-shirt.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. They got their asses kicked by VMI and mild upset in the 8-9 game.
Yeah, this caps what was a disappointing year for Samford. When they returned four starters from a team that was as good as it was a year ago, I don't think any of us were expecting them to win the league, but
they had injury problems, though.
They were injured. I'm not like saying they underachieved or anything, but still just kind of disappointing and, God, getting blown to bits today. But neither game was really all that interesting. Tomorrow, kind of a – I can't wait for tomorrow. I mean, with the exception of that East Tennessee State VMI game, all of these games are going to be good.
They should be. Wofford goes a little bit closer with Citadel than I ever thought it would be. But John, are you predicting any upsets in these four quarterfinals now tomorrow?
I'm probably going to say Western Carolina gets the seed upset, although I'm not sure I would call that an upset per se.
I like Mercer a lot better.
Overall records.
Yeah.
I like Mercer a lot better. I think it's the Wofford-Furman game, and maybe even, David, dare we say Chattanooga upsets Greensboro?
I'm not going to call that. It wouldn't shock me too much. But if there's going to be an upset, and I know I picked Furman to win the tournament, I do think it is Wofford over Furman. Wofford capable of playing well. They don't always do it. It is a rivalry game. We saw what happened in a couple rivalry games today in the Missouri Valley. So that one's going to be a fun one. I mean, if you're going to watch a tournament game tomorrow, watch that one.
Well, you say Furman, but I'm going to stick with my pick in the Jerome, and that'll be UNC Greensboro to win the tournament.
Yeah, that's a good pick, too.
And when Wofford's playing Chattanooga, I'm going to laugh at both of you.
Yeah.
Let's go over to the one other conference here, and this is the big, long, giant thing that we call the West Coast Conference bracket.
The dream is dead.
Way back there. Yeah. We got through the second round today as San Francisco crushed Loyola Marymount. Pepperdine had Santa Clara at arm's length most of the game.
I would like to point out that we have yet to see a watchable game in this tournament. They've all been blowout. The Pepperdine-Santa Clara game was not 11 points. It was,
it was a lot bigger than that. And I expect St. Mary's to blow out Pepperdine tomorrow night in the late game. But John, let me ask you this. Pacific San Francisco, could that at least be a fun game to watch? I mean, I know the winner gets blown out by Gonzaga on Monday night, but could it be a fun game to watch tomorrow?
You're probably going to be looking at a couple of area rivals here, but now we get to see, is Pacific for real, or is this team that just had a bloated record throughout the regular season here? But I would probably bet on the Dons to win this one.
In a close one. All right. We got a game to watch tomorrow night.
Sure.
David, I would normally go – that was it for the games that were played today. I would normally go to a different conference, but I'm going to start with one of the conferences that we haven't discussed at all that is kicking off tomorrow night, because I just got to go there after we look at the West Coast Conference. Okay. But tomorrow is first round day in the Sun Belt Conference, and what the hell do we have here?
Another extended lat. Good. Look, that is – who came up with this format? Like, shouldn't there be a rule that, okay, if we're going to give your conference an exempt tournament status, that you have to play it within four rounds?
I mean, Werner Ladders could make a killing on sponsoring all of these ladder
formats. Yep, here we go again. We're about to start it again. And look at this one. It's the first three rounds of the Sun Belt will all be played on campus sites. So we are going to go from starting tomorrow all the way till Selection Sunday before this thing is done.
Yeah.
South Alabama there, the number two seed, doesn't play their first game until 3 o'clock next Saturday afternoon. They'll be the last team to play a game in championship week. The selection committee will almost have the entire bracket done before South Alabama plays their first championship week game.
All right. So,
let's go with a couple of questions. Number one, tomorrow's two games, Louisiana, Arkansas State, Coastal Carolina, Texas Arlington. David, as we asked with the Sun Belt Conference, do we care?
Remember when we thought Arkansas State was going to win the conference?
Cliff Ellis down there at Coastal, you know?
Yeah, Texas Arlington. Yeah, I mean, Cliff Ellis, geez, not his best year. He's had some good teams there, but this is not one of them. Probably, I mean, Louisiana-Arkansas State might be fun to watch. I don't really, I'll be honest, even through the under-the-radar shows, I haven't really seen much of Texas Arlington or Coastal Carolina. I'll get my first look at them tomorrow, pretty much.
John, when we get to the end of this thing, which will be on Selection Sunday, 3 months from now, who's going to win the 3-month-long 15-round Sun Belt tournament?
I mean, if I were just going by record, I'd probably say Little Rock, but I have a feeling Georgia State, even without Ron Hunter and now Rob Lanier running the show for the first time. I'll take the Panthers to win the conference tournament here.
Yeah, I don't know. They may have a rivalry game there against Georgia Southern in their quarterfinal. That might be tough. David, I want to go with the three seed, they're only Texas State, a team that got red hot towards the end of the season.
Yeah, they've been playing really well, and not much separated one from three in this conference. So, yeah, and they're a fun team to watch. I think I'm going South Alabama. But, I'm going Texas State, too. I am.
All right. No one's going with the one seed, then.
No.
All right.
Rocco would, but.
Let's go to another conference here. This was actually a conference that has already started. We're back in in the Northeast Conference. It is semifinal day. Long Island at Robert Morris is the second game.
I love the guide here. Local TV.
it's on TV somewhere. I don't know where it is. Go to MattSarsSports.com.
I think it's on the NESN. I don't know.
Well, NECFrontRow.com.
There you go.
It's actually ESPN3 for the semifinals.
Yeah.
A little bit better.
So,
John, who's winning these semifinals tomorrow?
Well, I have my champion, St. Francis PA, a.k.a. STFU, and I'll probably go with Robert Morris to at least make it to the championship game.
So, chalk the two home teams win. David, you agree with that?
I do.
I kind of do also here. Which means we'll have a Sacred Heart versus Long Island, but since we all agree, we can never be right if we all agree. Mm-hmm. Should be a fun day there. And let's go to a few more conferences that are kicking things off. We got three more of them, actually. It is quarterfinal round day in the America East on-campus sites. We have Maine at Vermont, Albany at Stony Brook, Massachusetts Lowell at Hartford, and New Hampshire at UMBC. David, your thoughts, first of all, on these four games. Any of these road teams that could pick up a win?
Not Maine. I think Vermont is the best team, and I think they walk into the semis. They could show up an hour late and still win the game. Stony Brook Albany, it should be interesting just because, you know, the rivalry factor there. I don't think Stony Brook wins, but that one would at least be worth watching. How do you not love Howie the Hawk at Hartford, but I don't know, like, nothing, as much as I like this conference, tomorrow's games really don't get me all that excited. This is one of those tournaments that once it gets down to the semis, it's really fun, but the opening round you just kind of got to get through. I don't know, Stony Brook Albany might be kind of fun to watch.
Well, I think the biggest problem is it has to be hockey and Hockey East if you're looking for an exciting Vermont Maine matchup, because this is probably going to be a walkover for the Catamounts the entire tournament.
For sure.
I think Vermont's going to cruise to this championship also, though. Do you guys agree?
Yes.
All right. John, it is also opening round day tomorrow in – the Colonial.
Love this tournament.
We've got the 8-9 game between Drexel and Wilmington, the 7-10 game between Elon and James Madison. David, you're right. This is a tournament that all these games, as we move forward, are going to be a ton of fun. I'm looking forward to these 8-9, 7-10 games because I expect them both to be close games.
Yeah, and this will be fun to watch. Flow Hoops getting a workout. These quarterfinals I am looking forward to. Charleston, Delaware, that's a great – I mean, I know that's tomorrow, but –
Sunday.
Sunday. That's a great game. And then Northeastern is capable of making a lot of noise. Notice I haven't brought up either of tomorrow's games yet.
Well, then I can go to John. John, tomorrow's games, what are you seeing these two?
I'm going to see a lot of pain between Elon and James Madison with Elon winning that one, but I'll go ahead and side with Drexel as well for the opener.
I'll tell you, Wilmington, they had a head coaching change halfway through the season. They played a lot better after that happened, including win over Bill and Mary, win over Charleston. So I'm going to go with Wilmington here. I think that's as far as they go. The second question, though, who wins the entire event? Well, I'd love so much to see William and Mary do it. They've never been to the NCAA tournament despite being a member of D1 since its inception.
Yeah.
One of only four teams on that list. I think Hofstra's going to have this one.
Hofstra's a good pick. They're the sensible pick. I'm going to go way down here and go with Northeastern.
Wow.
Yeah.
John, you want to go with Elon?
I have actually gone with William and Mary as far as my Jerome picks, and I will stick with it here. Although, watch out for a potential game against Towson in the semifinals.
Yeah.
One of the conference that we have that if we is quarterfinals kick off tomorrow in the Summit League. Two quarterfinals tomorrow only. The 1-8 game between North Dakota State and Denver, and the 2-7 game down there between South Dakota State and Fort Wayne. The other two quarterfinals are going to be on Sunday. So two quarterfinals tomorrow. So starting, John, starting with these two, do you think the one or the two seeds have any chance of being upset tomorrow?
Not tomorrow, but in the semifinal round is when they have to start looking over their shoulders.
Well, let's see that, David. South Dakota State led this conference most of the way. North Dakota State caught them at the very end to take the one seed.
Yeah.
Who do you think wins the event?
I'm still going to go with South Dakota State. You know, I just kind of like them. But I will say this, if the chalk holds, and I kind of hope it does, we have a really fun, potentially, semifinal game between the Yotes and South Dakota State. It's, you know, that one could be good. But I like the way Omaha was playing down the stretch, too. So, I mean, that Oral Roberts-Omaha game, while not tomorrow, is a good quarterfinal game.
And don't forget, it was also Omaha that knocked out Mike Dawn and the Jackrabbits last year in the semifinals before losing in the championship game.
Yeah. I think South Dakota State is going to get knocked out in the semifinals again. I think North Dakota State wins this event over the Yotes in the championship game.
Ooh, that would be a fun – this tournament's fun. I love the Dakotas.
Yeah. That actually does it for all of the games. Did we catch everything? Did we preview everything? I think we did.
Yeah, big game tomorrow for your team.
We do have two championships, as we mentioned, being awarded tomorrow. The Mountain West, as we mentioned earlier, San Diego State, Utah State, and Belmont versus Murray State in the Ohio Valley.
The first two bids
are being turned out, being given out here.
Yeah, we kind of sped through this because I didn't want you to take credit for getting all the chalk right. But Belmont-Murray State, I think they're both about equal. I think they both have about the same chance of making noise in the round of 64, which is to say not very good, but better than anyone else in the conference. So it should be a fun game tomorrow. OVC, not the first bid this year. It's been a while since it hasn't been.
Yes, by a couple of hours here, that OVC is an 8 p.m. Eastern tip. It's a 5:30 p.m. Eastern tip for the Mountain West Championship game. So that will be our first bid given out.
Yeah.
But let's go now to, let's go to our great moments in Hoops HD Championship
Week
survival board moment. And it's my turn to pick a great moment here tonight.
Chad, can I say, I got a little flack from my moment yesterday. People were saying I was, what the hell was that? It was the Chipwood shot.
Anyway. David, I decided to go back. You got upset for me for going back 2 days last time I did one of these.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go back way, way to the early days of Hoops HD Championship
Week
for your notebook. I decided to go back to something that happened on the show way back at the time when we were still doing these shows in black and white. That's how long ago it was. And this was right during one of the shows there. We were talking with a good guest of ours by the name of Bobby, who was gone to discuss games. And suddenly it turned around and it became his turn to come to bat. And this is what happened.
Up there swinging. Back to throw.
Remember that when the Giants won the pennant on our show, David?
Chad, are you actually saying that this happened during championship week?
Through the championship week video note.
Chad, I think the coronavirus has affected your brain.
This was a long time ago because this was actually a best of three championship to make it to the NCAA tournament.
It was. I'm surprised. There's some trivia for you. Yeah, like
it was. I mean, that's the form
and
of the
Dodgers had won the day before, like 11-0 or something. It was, yeah.
But let's go to our survival board, and this is where this is our Hoops HD survival board, where we do a service for the selection committee, keep track of who they should be considering, who's available to take for the tournament. There were heading into the day today 284 teams remaining alive. The chance to win the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Should we start by seeing what happened as a result of today's games?
Yeah, I'm kind of excited. Now, not everyone came off, I don't think, that lost today.
There was one team that came off that did not come off, and that was Northern Iowa.
Yeah.
Dartmouth, who did not play a conference tournament game, was eliminated today. So,
yeah.
270 left.
Okay, so man, we're whittling it down. So we've can you believe that we've eliminated over 80 teams? That's crazy.
20% of Division One.
Yeah.
Let's kind of take a look down here a little bit, though, David, and let's kind of discuss, you know, what all of this does mean.
Yeah. I mean, if you're watching it the first time, we have everything in three categories. Well, four categories. Actual automatic bids, locks, under consideration, and losing your screwed. That's regular type. That's the majority of the teams up here. They can only get in with the automatic bid. But it's to help the selection committee out. It's so they can come here and identify who it is they need to watch, who it is they need to select, and who it is they need to debate, and who it is they can just ignore.
So if they're looking at the board and they're wondering, should we be putting Kentucky in, for example? They'll see Kentucky in bold, and they're in.
Right.
If they're saying Northern Iowa, there's a lot of talk about them today. Should they get an at-large bid? Well, they're in italics still, and they're still on the board, David.
So maybe they do, maybe they don't.
Okay, so they should still be discussing Northern Iowa, even though they lost.
They should still be discussing Northern Iowa. And another thing, and you don't want to mess this up because you do not want to confuse the committee. One of the championship games tomorrow, right on the screen, Belmont and Murray State.
Right.
One of those teams will be an auto bid. Now, it is very important that we update this site, because could you imagine if the committee forgot to take an auto bid because we forgot to update the site? I mean, I would feel so bad about that.
Yeah, I mean, Dave, just imagine, that they left out the Ohio Valley Conference, and I mean, even worse, that they went in, like, they put Western Carolina in, and they should not have been in because they're not in bold, and they're not even in italics. They shouldn't have been even discussing them.
Right. So, I mean, we meticulously keep up with this to make sure the committee doesn't get confused and make a mistake like that.
But back in the day, shouldn't we have also updated the Great West so at least we could have gotten at least one of their teams in the tournament?
Well, it was an oversight.
Back in the day, the Great West would have been on there, and they would have had zero left. And, that was back when Bobby was in that home run during our show, I think.
Yeah.
Let's go to final thoughts here. Let me pull this down. John, let me start with you.
Don't be fooled by ESPN and the suits where they're going to be talking about two teams that are 8 miles apart in the conference standings and have never met in the NCAA tournament. So you're going to want to keep your eyes on the first two tickets being handed out to the ball here. So we've gone into detail about San Diego State and Utah State, as well as another round of Belmont and Murray State. So go ahead and grab the popcorn.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. There is a lot of fun regular season games. It's the last major day of regular season play, so we've got a lot to talk about tomorrow night our show. But David, why don't you finish us off for the night?
Yeah, I am actually happy to hear the announcement that the NCAA will go ahead and proceed as planned with the NCAA tournament. That being said, I mean, it is a virus. It can make you very sick if you're not careful. So if you're traveling to an area with the team, to watch a team or you're with a team, make sure to take the precautions. As I saw someone say last week, I think it was John and Oliver, if you're drinking bleach to kill the virus, you need to calm the hell down. If you're licking flagpoles to prove that you're not afraid of it, you're an idiot. Somewhere in the middle is where you need to be. I don't think that the virus was so dangerous that it needed to disrupt the NCAA tournament. I'm glad that that isn't going to, but having said that, be careful if you are traveling to these games.
Yeah. And, the NCAA actually put in a COVID-19 advisory panel, and the exact quote for them, just so I get it clear here, is they are not recommending cancellation or public spacing of athletic and related events scheduled to occur in public spaces across the United States. That was the official statement. Basically, it means they're not recommending and they're not going to cancel any NCAA events.
Okay. Well, yeah, thank you. I had, not all the news gets into the puppet bunker, so I'm glad you...
But you're safe in there, David. You're very, very safe.
I'm not safe in here, Chad. They keep throwing biohazardous material in here, Chad.
At least it's not COVID-19.
I don't know that it isn't.
On that note, I do want... Well, do you have a fever? Are you coughing?
Yeah. I'm really hungover.
Jeez. On that note, I want to thank everybody for joining us. John Salica over there, David Griggs in Frisco, Texas, in the Puppet Bunker. I'm Chad Sherwood. We'll be back again tomorrow night at some ungodly hour with another one of these video notebooks. We'll talk to you then.